Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the 48th Psalm. We looked at the first 8 verses in the previous episode. So if you didn't hear that, go back and pick that up real quick. And we'll start with verse 9 today. It says this. Remember, this is one of the, how many were there, 7 or 8 or 9, what we call Psalms of Zion, Songs of Zion. Verse 9 says this. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. And that thought actually carries the idea of, you know, we've pondered this, God. We have pondered your loyal love. There's that word again, kesed. We see it all through the scripture here. Your loyal love, Lord, the love that you have and the loyalty that you have in your love for your creation. Lord, we've thought about this. We've pondered it. We've wondered about it. And I wonder if we have, folks. Have we? Have we really pondered the love of God, his loving kindness, his steadfast love, his loyal love? They said, in the midst of your temple here, okay, in the midst of the temple area, Mount Zion, we have pondered this. And I think this is something perhaps that we need to be reminded of. Just remember to ponder the love that the Lord has. The love that he has for all his creation, especially those that are his. Listen to verse 10. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. So that's written a little interestingly. The King James says, according to thy name, O God, so is thy praise until the ends of the earth. The other three translations are, as is your name. And what it's building upon is this, that the name of the Lord extends to all the earth. And as the name of the Lord, as the very presence of God, as all that is God extends to the ends of the earth and reaches to the ends of the earth, so shall your praise. Remember our praise, we started off, give praise to the Lord. Our praise needs to reach to the end of the earth. Our praise needs to extend to the expanse of the name of God. Then the psalmist declares, your right hand is filled with righteousness. Remember the right hand, that's the picture of power, okay? Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Verse 11, let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. And so we're seeing all these elements, particularly of the Hebrew culture. You have Mount Zion, the mountain of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, the city of the Lord. We've seen that. Now that we've been called to praise and called to worship, they're saying, hey, let the daughters of Judah rejoice. Rejoice why? Well, because of the judgment of God. Remember what we saw in the previous episode about the kings? The kings had gathered together, come together. They came and saw Mount Zion, saw Jerusalem, and they thought better of it. And they fled. And they fled in fear. And the daughters are rejoicing because of the judgment of the Lord that will come against the kings. Verse 12, walk about Zion. Go around her. Number her towers. Consider well her ramparts, her bulwarks. Go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever. So the psalmist is saying, hey, walk around Zion, walk around this mountain, walk around the temple that I think they had at this time, Solomon Temple, okay? But walk around it, consider it. Consider the temple that is yet to come. You know, number her towers. Think about it. So that you can tell your next generation that this is God. Not the temple, not the building, but that this is what God does. For such is the Lord. His name expands to the ends of the earth. His name is forever and ever. Then it closes out in verse 14 here. In the ESV it says, he will guide us forever. Well, that's good. That's fine. But listen to the other translations. King James says, he will be our guide even unto death. Okay, even unto death. New American Standard, he will guide us until death. And then the Lexham, he himself, that's interesting, sort of doubles down. He himself will guide us until death. So does that mean that when we die that he's not going to guide us anymore? Oh, no. Okay? The guide us forever, I think, is a good understanding of the whole picture. The other three, maybe a little more precise, but could be a little more confusing. King James, be our guide unto death, even up to the point of death, because when we die, what happens to us? Then we're entering into the presence of the Lord. So the other two, guide us until death. Yeah, when we die, we go from here into the presence of the Lord. What does that mean that he ceases guiding us? No, that means that we're in his presence. And the English Standard picks it up pretty well, saying, he will guide us forever. These are interesting psalms, these Psalms of Zion, about what they say at the current time that was being written, what they say to us right now, and what they say about days yet to come. Oh, folks, glorious days await us for those who believe. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.